Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues within the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, and I'm in the delight to come into your home, house, wherever you may be, on the radio, World Wide Web. You know, I'm just delighted. I'm going to do a broadcast. Amen. Excuse me. I'm excited, tired, a little bit of everything going on today. But nonetheless, listen, I want you to get ready for a sermon called The Vision. Amen. There's a division going on. I'm going to talk about that on today. So stand by and get ready. Be blessed.
Praise God. I want to pray right now. Praise God. How many of you know that there is a vision, amen? Look at the man say the vision. There is a vision. I'm going to talk about the vision on today, amen. And beloved, as it was, I talked one time ago about where by now, amen, that was concerning Adam when they first fell in sin. But now we're in the New Testament days, praise God. And I want to ask you on today, who are you? So we already knew that Adam was disconnected, but now I want to ask you, who are you? Look at your neighbor and say, who are you? Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and pray if they happen to get the meeting together so we'll remember. But in the meantime, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord. Lord, I ask that you increase, that I decrease, Lord. Lord, we ask right now that your real word would touch the heart and soul of thy people on this day. Let your word meet them at their knees. Let their word, hallelujah, let your word bring salvation. Let your word bring healing. Let your word, Father, bring reconciliation. And Lord, that you exalt the believers on today. Lord, let this word ring in their heart. Let it be engraved upon the tables of their heart, Lord, that they will not be the way they came. And everyone in the God say, amen. Well, beloved, we find out in the book, amen, the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter. I want you to turn there if you don't mind, amen. Because there's something going on. I'm going to be going through certain chapters, praise God. Now, what does it to the division? Well, amen, God, what's the division? Well, I find out when you're disconnected from God, there's a division because you're no longer connected to your light source. Because see, we find out that Jesus, he is the light. He said he's the way, and he's also your light source. Can I get an amen? I want you to know, beloved, if we have followed in Ephesians, the second chapter, going down from 1 through 5, it says that, and you have the equipment who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, and the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, whereby nature, hallelujah, praise God, the children of wrath eat as others, but God, someone say, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And I want you to understand, beloved, it was nothing that you did. It wasn't because of the way you look, the way you dress, your address, your nationality. Because see, God has loved you so much that he chose you. I'm trying to tell you something. He chose you, praise God, for this time. He chose you to be a part of salvation. But see, there's a problem, beloved, that's going on. See, in the Bible, it talks about, praise God, that we used to walk in a sinful nature. Our mindset was corrupted. Why? Because we were looking at things we shouldn't have been partaking in. We were putting our hands on unclean things. But God, He wants you to understand on today that there's no longer that you're in bondage, but you've been set free. So God says on today, hallelujah, that don't take your liberty, amen, for attention to sin. You say, well, man of God, what do you mean? Well, there's some people, amen, that are believers or say they're Christians, amen, and they're watching pornography. There's some that go to the club and get their drink on. There's some that got boyfriends and girlfriends and they have sex. But God don't want you to be entangled. Do you know how important your life is on today? We're living in a time, beloved, where, praise God, that the day was not shortened, praise God, hallelujah, that many people would die. There's many people right now that are dying. I want you to understand, beloved, as you look on the TV, as you look around, you see the terror, you see the destruction, you see the unrest, hallelujah. And I want you to understand on today that God is saying there's an urgency about your life. I want you to turn to the book of Romans, amen, the 13th chapter, please. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're breathing? You're looking at me kind of funny, huh? But I want you to understand that God has a word for you. It's a word of warning, amen, for the church. And I want you to understand, beloved, hallelujah, that the reason why, because He's soon to come. Jesus is soon to come. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. What about you? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I thank God for the 20 amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you've got Romans, the 13th chapter, I want you to go down to verse number 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And it reads as follows, it says, and knowing, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. And see, what God is saying, beloved, is that there's an urgency, because the Bible declares that in the last days there will be perilous times, that men's hearts will wax cold, that people will turn away from God. There will be a great falling. So God, please give
me a secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour. Do it.
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied. God, for your people, then show me your face. I want to see you. This is our cry.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. Excitement fills the air. Lives are changed. Healing takes place and captives are set free through the power of the Word. Join Reverend Andre Thompson as he brings the Word to life for today's generation.
Well, God bless you. This is Reverend Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful state of New Jersey, and I want you to know that this is the day that God has made. And I got a word for you on today, beloved, and I want you to get ready, because I'm telling you, in the year of 2010, this is the year of restoration, but God has also given us a strategic plan. That's right, a strategic plan. And that's going to be my sermon on today. Strategic planning, amen. And I want you to get ready, because I want to talk to you today about how to have a strategic plan, praise God. So for the next 15 minutes, I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord on today. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would increase as I decrease. Lord, that you would have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now that blind eyes will be opened, that the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. Most importantly, Lord, that you will exhort and that you will also just, Lord, just move and have your way, Father. I thank you right now, Father, for everything that you're about to do in this radio broadcast on today. We give it a praise, Father, honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, and everyone that loves God say, amen, amen, amen. I tell you, people, God, it's truly a blessing to be here on today. Amen. We're just having a glorious time in the Lord, and I want you to know that we're going to be coming from the book of Nehemiah, amen, and right now, as we prepare to go into our word on today, amen,
I want you to know that everything is possible if you would just believe God. Praise Jesus. Amen. Well, look, beloved, I'm going to come from Nehemiah, the second chapter, verses 9 through 20. And especially the verse 18 is one of the ones I'm going to be one of my keynotes, should I say, scripture. And I told them of the hand of God, which had been good upon me, and also of King's words that he had spoken to me, so that they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. Well, beloved, God is calling us to be spiritual leaders, whether it is in our home, church, workplace, or anywhere else. We are called to lead our lives in such a way that others want to follow. As leaders, we are called to be strategic planners with God as our focus. Amen. Our passage today relays the story of Nehemiah and his leadership. Through his example, we can learn how to be God-centered, prepared leaders. Amen. I want to say that one more time. Through his example, we can learn how to be God-centered, prepared leaders. Nehemiah, okay, in his welcome, and see what happened was Nehemiah and a small band of associates traveled under military escort. In verses 9 through 10, the Bible says, the entourage wasn't as much for protection as it was to impress onlookers with the obvious credentials and backing of the king. Nehemiah was welcomed with harsh opposition from Sanballat and Tobiah. Both these men were powerful and were related to high priest families. In Nehemiah, the 13th chapter and verses 4, you find also that an extra biblical source, amen, confirms that Sanballat was governor of Samaria and Tobiah was likely governor of Ammon. They were disturbed, in verse 10, that Jerusalem might be restored. So the neighboring nations were hostile towards them. Hostility is a real part of leading a godly life and, I must say, and leading others in his way. Are you facing any hostility at school? Do others make fun of you for being in the youth group or for holding prayer meetings? Do your fellow workers scroll when you speak of the Lord? Has the enemy interfered with your daily time with the Lord? Has the enemy interfered? I want to know. We all have been in that situation. We are faced with opposition when we follow the Lord. Amen. How do you face opposition? Well, beloved, the survey. In verses 11 through 16, upon arrival, Nehemiah did not rush into action, but rested for 3 days. Then he covertly inspected the situation. See, Nehemiah said in these verses that he did not disclose his plans to anyone, not to the enemies, nor to his fellow workers, until he had accurate information. His route is traced in these verses. I want you to know, if seen on a map, this track proved to be a thorough assessment of the city's condition. How often we as Christians run blindly into ministry as if it's a random or mindless. Jesus, when speaking about ministry, said, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? In the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verses 31, for your reference, amen. We are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10 and 16. Now, I want to know, there was a report in verses 17 and 18 of Nehemiah, of that second chapter. It says that Nehemiah exposed the negative situation. The land was desolate, and the gates were burned. Then he reported the positive. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been upon me, and also of the king's words that he has spoken to me. In verse 18, after the reminder of God's goodness, the people responded positively. See, sometimes we got to be reminded of what God has done, the good things, the goodness of God. And see, the people, once heard that, was reminded, they responded positively. Do we as God's people get discouraged too easily? We're to focus on God's promise and believe. Now, here's the opposition in verses 19 and 20, though. It says that, now, see, a third enemy entered the picture. That's right. Guess him. Some scholars feel that he was the most powerful of all the opponents. He and his son ruled the confederacy of the Arabian tribes that were in control of Moab and Edom. Surrounded with opposition, Nehemiah's answer was, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. Verse 20. Notice he did not say, King Artaxerxes will wipe you out if you mess with us. No, his faith was in the God of heaven. Can I say it again? His faith was in the God of heaven. He continued telling them, you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. In verse 20, imagine Jerusalem was in trouble. Actually, imagine Jerusalem was in rubble, and yet he boasted that the Lord will fulfill his promise. Beloved, it's been said that God never gives his people tasks they can fulfill on their own. We find ourselves in positions to glorify the Lord in such incredible ways that we don't believe they are possible. However, these are the very plans God has for us.
You have been listening to The Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. We hope you've been blessed by his message. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, or you would like to contribute to this ministry, please forward your requests and donations to Reverend Andre Thompson.
God bless you. I just wanted to share that with you on today. That was a sermon that blessed my heart. I had to play it for myself because so many times, even as we are going through as leaders, amen, we do find ourselves in situations and we have to remind ourselves, amen, that God has strategically planned our future, amen. And one of the things I wanted to say on today, just to encourage your heart, was that, you know, whatever you may be facing or going through, it's not better than your end, amen. I know that everything that people have said, and maybe your mama or your friends, they have a tendency to say, well, you know, you just like your daddy, you just like your mama. But I want you to know, I want to be just like God, amen. And what God say is going to set it. So what God said it, it sells it. Listen, beloved, I'm excited about what's going on. Join me tomorrow. I have on Apostle. Oh, my goodness, she's coming. She's coming with power. I'm telling you, I need to be here with me. And then on Saturday, I won't be here. I'll be out of town. I'll be over there in New Brunswick, New Jersey, praise God, for gospel play. Amen. I'm excited about that as well. But let me tell you something, beloved. We are about maybe 30 days away, 30 days and 36 days away from this big event coming up in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right, outside the four walls. bringing the gospel to the street. Let me tell you something. It's been a journey. It's been wonderful. But I'm telling you something. I'm expecting God to not only show up and show out, but I'm expecting lives to be changed, communities to come together. We're going to be going out there to the grounds to start walking the grounds and praying. My goodness, I'm excited. You know, folks have been donating. Amen. Major companies have been sponsoring this event. Amen. I got a word early today, praise God, that another company, they gave us a gift certificate to give out. I mean, I'm getting things to give out to the people. My goodness. You know, not to mention we're looking to do a proclamation, amen, with the Governor Christie and also the mayor of this city over here in Phillipsburg. And I sent out some to President Obama for a proclamation. You know, so there's some great things going on. About to embark and connect with some other brothers. We're about to do 10,000 men in September. We're going to do a big dedication on tomorrow night. They asked me to come on out, praise God. Going to have the media there and stuff. Man, look at God. See, the world, they can get the media to come out there for their events, but it's a wonderful thing when we can get the media to come on out for a thing that God is doing. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I want to celebrate Jesus every day. I want to thank all of you that have been supporting the ministry. There are so many of you that have just been such a blessing, pouring in the love. Amen. Sister Corlett, oh, man, you know, this is a beautiful woman of God, amen, not to leave out, you know, Beverly, Evangelist Benson, Pastor Janelle, Bird. There's so many of people. I don't want to start naming people because I'm going to forget someone, but you know who you are. And my heart is just filled with joy. I truly thank you for your support. I thank you for, amen, praying. And on tonight, talking about praying, it's the Prayer Warriors International Prayer Line. You need to join me at 11 p.m. sharp. That's right, Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be praying for leaders. We're going to be praying for the pastors. Amen. We're going to be praying because this is a time to pray. Amen. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. So listen, remember this. God has a strategic plan already for your life. Amen. And all we got to do is tap into. All we got to do is humble us up. All we got to do is seek God, seek his face. Amen. If you would like to continue this to sow into this ministry, this broadcast, amen, listen to me, or just City Light Church of God, I do need your help. I do need your assistance. Amen. We do full-time ministry. And if you would like to sow into good ground, please go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org, or you can make a money order or check out the Citywide Church of God. That's Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartville, New Jersey 08886. That's P.O. Box 163, Stuartville, New Jersey. Zip code is 08886. You can email me at info@citywidecog.org. Amen. Listen, beloved, please join me on tomorrow once again. I'm excited, and you should be excited about what God is doing. He's bringing people on this radio broadcast. It's going to bless your heart. Apostle Sabrina Ford will be here tomorrow. You need to join me. I'm talking about Power Pack. Did you miss yesterday? Well, you need to go on my page because Apostle Teresa James, my goodness, she brought a now time word as well. So, you know, there's always a conclusion to the matter. So I'm listening tomorrow for the conclusion. Amen. Well, listen, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. Remember this. God loves you, so do I. Kingdom blessings on you and your family. Well, until we meet again, God bless you and God keep you. Talk to you tomorrow. Amen.